commercial fishing groups are joining in federal court to challenge the creation of the Atlantic Ocean's first-ever marine national monument. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the federal government is now asking for the case to be tossed out.
At stake is the future of roughly 5,000 square miles off the coast of Massachusetts. It's called the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts. President Barack Obama used the Federal Antiquities Act to protect the zone in 2016, saying it contains critical wildlife habitat. Commercial fishing groups from Massachusetts, Long Island, and Rhode Island challenged the decision, saying the order punished fishermen and exceeded presidential authority. In a filing Monday, the government asked the court to dismiss the lawsuit, but Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke has said the Obama-era decision should be rolled back. A lawyer for the plaintiffs says they'll continue to challenge the monument in court. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.